All right. We are now joined by our third place finisher, Ross Chastain, driver of the number 10 Moose Fraternity Chevrolet. Ross, we have some questions already queued up for us. Can you hear us okay? Awesome.
All good.
We're going to go ahead and get started with questions, and we'll go to Bob Pockris first.
Yeah, Ross, you had finished top 15 last year driving for Johnny Davis. I'm curious if, you know, if those good runs gave you confidence going into today.
Well, more than that, I've spent so much time up here in Delaware. I've gotten to spend weeks at a time ahead of the races, the state fair and everything with our safe driving campaigns. So that's more than anything. And then Dover's just awesome track. So I just have confidence from, I mean, I've spent more nights in my camper here and hotels around in the early years before I had a camper that that's really, you know, just knowing people around here. I don't get to see any of them now, but that's probably the bigger thing.
And I also want to ask, with silly season going on, do you have any sense of what you're going to be doing yet next year?
Hopefully not farming watermelons. I just hope I'm somewhere. No, we've got a great program here. So, you know, just obviously like every NASCAR driver forever has always said, focused on this year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next, we're going to go to Daryl Kinsey.
Ross, Daryl Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports, had a question for you. This team, Colic Racing, has run so well this year, but you've yet to get to victory lane. Does it get frustrating going deep into the season and realize you still haven't won yet?
I would say last week at Daytona when I ripped the transmission out of it on lap 13 because I'm wheel hopping and I don't have enough sense to slow down and just give up a spot and I keep pushing. Those are the days that you know, no wins, no stage wins. The frustration boils over. I mean, I was mad. But today, no. It's all about today. I mean, we just came here and drove up through the field from 13th to 3rd. And, you know, that was our ceiling. So, no, days like today, it's all about today. You know, Justin Haley finished 8th. He's going to be more upset than I am today. You know, even though he's won, he doesn't care about that win. It's all about today. And it's what have you done for me lately. So, I'd love to have one or two or just I'd take a stage win or something at this point, but no, it's days like today, every nothing matters, and it was just a good day, so it kind of carries me.
And one more question: during one of the early restarts, you decided to jump to the inside, picked up a couple of spots there. What did you learn on that restart that might help you tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tough. The early restarts, we were in a lot of traffic, so it was just wherever the least amount of traffic was, you know, you just go on the long, you know, for the choose rule, and then into turn one and into turn three. But I was really loose on the bottom into turn three when there was a car in front of me and beside me, as most race cars at this level will get loose. Mine was really susceptible to that, so I was more guarded to pick the top from then on. And Justin and Austin on those final two restarts, they had, you know, I gave Austin the bottom and they had like unbelievable speed on the restart through one and two of that first half a lap that we don't have right now. So, you know, we'll try to make that a little better. So I think we hit right where we should have. We were third long run, maybe second. You know, but the final two long runs, we didn't have anything for them. So, I just needed to be there's a whole bunch of ifs and buts and what ifs, but we were third place car.
Thank you. And good run today.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you. I was kind of curious watching it from home that there seemed to be a lot of aero push on the side of these cars. You could take the aero off your competitor really easy, and a lot of guys seem to use that to make passes. What were you experiencing inside of the car, Ross?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, that's awesome that you could see it. The TV was doing a great job of covering it then, because it's usually small enough that it's hard to tell. But yeah, it definitely. I got shoved up. But you know, it's usually whenever your car is already loose, and then they pack air on you, it gets really loose. I saw Austin pack air on Justin there late. Off turn two, sometime in the last little bit of the race. And you know, that was just air, I think. I thought I could see a crack in the shadow, but it, if your car is already loose, it's going to make it looser. And if it's tight, it's probably going to make it tighter. So that's good. You know, we're at speeds now in NASCAR. We're running into each other is detrimental to yourself. So you know, you find the next best thing, and the air does just as good a job. You can use the air to wreck somebody just as easy as you can hook them and, you know, spin them down through the grass or whatever. So, the Xfinity cars are awesome to drive. Like, they are by far the hardest to drive through the corner. They have the least amount of grip for the most amount of power. And, the truck and cup cars are pretty similar, in some aspects. So Xfinity is a blast to drive right now.
And to follow up on Bob's question, have you talked to Ganassi about a cup ride potentially for next year?
No, I've not talked to Chip.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And we're going to take our final question for Ross from Dustin Albino.
Yeah, Ross, another good run today. Kind of off Daryl's first question. Eight top fives, a whole bunch of top tens this year, but what do you feel like is missing to get into victory lane for yourself this year?
Just a little more speed today. A little more grip, I guess. We have the speed. We had the speed today. It just somewhat, sorry. Chase, they're replaying Chase's wreck. I thought I was wrecked right there. So, moments like that when the 98 wrecked, not getting wrecked in that was a key to having a chance. So we just need a little more grip. I was tight in the center of the corner all day, but we got it freed up in the second half of the race, but then I was too loose on throttle. So, lap time was close. I just needed that little bit more grip to have more on throttle time and use my ECR horsepower, because my goodness, I realize now what I've been racing against for years, and these things have big steam. They handle really well on the straightaways. So if we can just connect that to the ground throughout more of the corner, then we'll have a chance tomorrow.
And then secondly, this was the first time the Xfinity Series used the choose cone. What are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was good. I was glad I got to watch it a few weeks. It's I've never done it, even growing up in late models. My brother has, so I talked to Chad a little bit this week, and at our short tracks back home, they actually put a cone out there, and he was just like, "Don't be the guy that runs the cone over and gets it stuck underneath your race car." But obviously, we don't have one here, so we just make a conscious decision on the back stretch when we know we're coming to it of the math. It's all math, and at this level. Tyler Green, my spotter, and Bruce Schlicker, my crew chief, and Chris Rice, they're talking on other radio channels that, doing the math of what they think is best. And Tyler relays that to me at the last minute. And we just make a gut decision. So I don't think any of them hurt us today. We didn't get any, we had one really good and one not so good, but none of them were like detrimental to our race. So it's not going to, it's in your hands. Like everybody said, it's in our hands. So if we choose to restart behind a car that's, slower or something, or somebody spins their tires, it's like, well, you weren't forced there. We chose to be there. And I was amazed at the final restart. I saw like six cars line up behind me on the top, and I think the nine came all the way up from onto the bottom to restart fifth. So probably a little miscommunication there, but we didn't do anything silly. So it was, I was nervous about it, but once we got out there, it was fine.
Thanks, Ross.
Ross, we actually had one more question come in for you. Chris Knight has a question. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey Ross, I was just curious of how much you think the track will change tomorrow, if any, and you think that you can capitalize, knowing that you have the track time from today, and capitalize on tomorrow and finish a little bit better.
Yeah, I think everybody's gonna make their cars a little better. We're not gonna do much to ours. Somebody asked me about the 22, and they were like, what'd you see? And I was like, well, the 22 actually looked like a normal race car today, and not superheroes, not a Superman car. So. I wish I could have ran the truck race yesterday and the cup race this afternoon and gotten all the laps I could have. I really, still a firm believer that quantity of laps is invaluable. So, but I only have the bad habits I learned today, and we'll just try to fix a few things on our car. It's completely clean, so that's good. And the rubber on the track probably is the biggest thing that'll change for us. We'll have a whole cup race, even though it's pretty short. The bottom will really be rubbered in with their high downforce package. And how much rubber they're going to push into the concrete. And so, that'll be, we really hope we guess right on what, if we can run higher, I really feel more confident. We were faster today around the bottom, but I really enjoy running the top here and really enjoy the hustle it takes to do it.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, Ross, thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, guys.
We're going to be joined very shortly here by Austin Sindrick.